Well, it's a pleasure to welcome once again Prime Minister Netanyahu to the Oval Office.
Much has been said and written about the perceived dislike and disagreement between President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu, who used a speech before the U.S. Congress to denounce U.S. efforts to forge a nuclear deal with Iran.
I know that my speech has been the subject of much controversy.
Former State Department Middle East Advisor Aaron David Miller says Mr. Obama and Mr. Netanyahu are not the first American and Israeli leaders to have strained ties, but perhaps the first who are unable to get past the dysfunction to be productive.
And that is, I think, a result of a confluence of different personalities, different politics, and different policies. It's a perfect storm, basically, and it's resulted in probably the worst patch in the modern history of the U.S.-Israeli relationship.
How much does personal rapport matter in politics? George Washington University professor Matthew Dalek says if the relationship between President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu were stronger and more resilient to begin with, it might not be so frayed right now. Dalek says cultivating friendships with foreign heads of state is important for American presidents, particularly if a crisis occurs.
I don't want to overstate the importance of personal relationships. Those can't necessarily overcome major policy disagreements. Having said that, when issues are tough, they can make a big difference. President Obama, I think, tends to operate in a more reserved approach.
In his 6 years in office, Mr. Obama is not known to have forged many close personal relationships with world leaders, though he has said to call British Prime Minister David Cameron bro. The president has referred to his relationship with Israel's prime minister as, quote, businesslike, and his ties with other world leaders are not said to be much different. Aaron David Miller, whose book The End of Greatness explores presidential performance, says successful world leaders have a love for politics and interaction with others. Mr. Obama is more analytical and introverted in his approach.
In effect, you have a president who I think can be quite compelling at times when he does engage. The question is whether he enjoys it. He's more detached, more remote, less emotive than many of his predecessors, including George W. Bush.
Still, analysts say while developing a rapport and a level of trust is important, close personal relationships cannot overcome huge policy differences between world leaders. Arup Pandey, VOA News, The White House.